Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is it only you, or did I hear two voices?
Two voices.
Good.
Anna and me.
Thank you for joining us. It's been a while since we've had this Wednesday afternoon class, is why I'm commenting.
Okay.
But we will begin momentarily, as soon as I find what I did earlier. There it is. You'll find a handout on the unique astrological times link. It's in the section under Musar, it's towards the bottom of the page, almost to the end. It's the second link under the Musar section, which is the path of the just. When that opens up to a page on the safaria.org website for Mishilat Yesharim, the path of the just, which is a book by the Ramchal, Rabbi Luzzatto. And if you scroll a little bit, you'll find 26 links, 26 chapters, plus the introduction. We've completed the introduction, and we're starting with chapter one. I thought we had done the first seven sections, but I don't see that on the recordings link, and I didn't see where I had created a recording for it. So we're going to start with chapter one, verse one. I'm sorry?
Well, I was talking to myself. My copy, I don't have chapters. I just number as you call the verses. And the last one I attended was verse 25. But, you know, I had to miss a lot. So wherever you are, we'll find you. But
right.
I'm going to go ahead.
There was roughly 50 paragraphs in the introduction. And we had completed that. And you can find those. There's three recordings on the recordings link, and you'll find them there. So we will begin with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavafe V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Deno Kunane Alena Maseya Deno Kunanehu. Paragraph 1 of Chapter 1. Yesod Hachasidot Husha Roshi Rosh Avoda Atamima Husheta Varer Vaita Me'emet Atzel ha'adam bahu vato ve'olamo ve'lama tzarich shishim mivato umgamato bekol asher hu amel kol yemi chayiv. The foundation of piety and the root of perfect service to Hashem is for a man to clarify and come to realize as truth what is his obligation in this world and to what he needs to direct his gaze and his aspiration in all that he toils all the days of his life. To me, this paragraph is clear, but just to be, in case someone doesn't quite follow it, the word for piety is chasidut, which is coming from the shoresh of chesed, loving kindness. Now, what does loving kindness have to do with piety? That's really the issue. And then this paragraph is connecting piety to perfect service of Hashem. What is service of Hashem? Well, it's doing mitzvot, it's doing prayers, which are mitzvot, all of these various things that we study from the Torah that are the halakha of the Torah, that we are taught to do good deeds. Good deeds is a mitzvah. Good deeds is an action between human beings that helps people, that shares with people. And the purpose of these foundation of piety, as the phrase is in this paragraph, the root of perfect service, is to find out why you were born. What's your purpose in this life? And your purpose in this life is to do all these good deeds. But if you don't learn from the doing of the good deeds, then that's not perfect service. The second paragraph. Wahina ma shehorunu achminu zakaronin lebaraka hu sheha adam lo nevara aele lehati anag al Hashem ul hanot maziv Shekinato Shezahu Ata Ano Ha'emiti V'ha'adon Ha'gadol Mikol Ha'adonim Sheikolim V'ha'mitza U'makom Ha'adon Ha'zeh Be'emet Hi Hu Ha'olam Ha'bo Ki Hu V'navara V'hakana Amatzit Arikad L'daber Ha'zeh. And behold, what our sages of blessed memory have taught us is that man was created solely to delight in Hashem and to derive pleasure in the radiance of the Shekhinah. For this is the true delight and the greatest pleasure that can possibly exist. The place of this pleasure is, in truth, in Olam Haba, in the world that is coming. For it was created expressly for this purpose. So what is our purpose in this existence? Our purpose in this existence is to receive pleasure, to receive the goodness of Hashem.
Has joined.
The third paragraph. For that, the person who just arrived, we are studying from the unique astrological times link, the second link under the Musar section, and it opens up to the Safaria.org website, to a page that has the Sefer Mesilat Yesharim, the Path of the Just, by Rabbi Luzzatto, and we are studying, beginning with chapter 1, because we've already covered the introduction. Now we're on paragraph 3. Achadarech tadi lehagia al hachoz apatzanu zeh huzeh Ha'olam wehuma she'imro zakaronim levarcha Ha'olam hazeh duma lifroz ador lifne the path to arrive at is the desired heaven, haven of ours in this world. This is what our sages of blessed memory said. This world is like a corridor before the world that is coming. Now, if you think about what's being said here, a corridor leads to a larger space. A corridor is narrow. Our world is narrow. Relative to the world that is coming, you might think of it in terms of a hallway, which is a corridor, attached to a dining room. You walk down the hallway, and then you enter the dining room. Our world is the hallway. It's narrow. It's difficult. We have to walk there. But the dining room is where we will truly receive all of the goodness. We get a taste of the goodness in the hallway. The air conditioning works. There's stands along the way that we can eat and taste, touch. But the real pleasures are in the world that is coming. Paragraph 4. V'haim tzayim hamagim et ha'adam v'takalit hazehem ha'mitzvot asher tzono alihen la'el yitbarcha shemo ha'makom asita ha'mitzvot ha'urok rak ha'olam hazeh al kein hoshem ha'adam bazeh ha'olam batchala kedishe al yedi ha'emzayim ha'ele ha'mizdamanim lo kan yokel lehagia el hamakom asher hokin lo shehu haolam haba lerovit shem batu vasher kana lo al yedi hamatzim ela wehu Shemru Zakaronim Levarka Ayom Lasotem Umaher Lekabel Shekarim. The means that lead a person to this goal are the mitzvot, which the blessed Hashem commanded to us. The place of the performance of these mitzvot is only in this world. Therefore, man was first placed in this world, so that through these means prepared for him here, he will be able to reach the place prepared for him, namely the world that is coming, there to be sated with the good which he acquired through these means, the means of doing the mitzvot. This is what our sages of blessed memory said, today to do them and tomorrow to receive their reward. The Kabbalist that I studied with said, we don't want to use reward and punishment. It's not the idea. It's cause and effect. So every time you see the word reward or pain or punishment, remember to transform that in your mind to cause and effect. The reward is the effect. That's what this verse is talking about. When you do the mitzvot, you receive the effect of your positive actions. Paragraph 5. Wikishetakel Adavarteria Ki Hashelamot Hamita Urakhadavikot Boyita Barech Wehuma Shehaya David HaMelech Omer Va'ani Karvat Elokim Lito Biomer Echad She'alita Me'at Hashem Ota Avakesh Sheviti Be'Beit Hashem Al yemei tayei gomer ki rak zehu hatov kol zolat hazeh shechishbohu b'nei hadam letovinav ela haval shodeta. When you look further into the matter, you will see that true perfection lies only in clinging to Hashem. This is what King David said, that as for me, closeness to Hashem is my good. And one thing I asked from Hashem that I seek, that I may dwell in Hashem's house all the days of my life, to gaze on the pleasantness of Hashem. For only this is the good, while anything besides this that people consider good is really emptiness and mistaken worthlessness. This paragraph seems to me to be absolutely the most positive thing we've ever been taught. Seek good from Hashem. There's nothing else. There's no other purpose. Seek good from Hashem. The sixth paragraph. Amanim lekashis vaka Adam letova hazot Reu Amore Ashona Vaishta Dalbegile Kanota Behainu Sheishita Daliva Boita Varish Ekoa Maasim Shetula Datem Zehanin v'hem ham ha-mitzvot. For a person to attain this good, it is proper that he first exert himself strenuously to acquire it, namely to exert himself to cling to the blessed Hashem, through the power of deeds whose consequence is this end. These deeds are the mitzvot. The paragraph is very clear. In order to cling to Hashem, we have to do the mitzvot. And by doing the mitzvot, we get the effect of clinging to Hashem. The seventh paragraph. Wehine Shemo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'adam B'makom Sharvim Bo Amoro Achiakim Oh, to me, manao, yitbarach, lehaim, haim hatavit, achimariot, asherim, yimashicha, achireyan, ine, hu. Metarahok vehulecha min hatova amatim. The Holy One, blessed be He, has put man in a place where the factors which distance him from the blessed Hashem are numerous. These are the physical lusts, which if he is drawn after them, he draws away and goes even further from the true good. This paragraph is very clear also. Follow your physical senses, you pull away from Hashem. Follow your spiritual senses, and you grow closer to Hashem. Paragraph 8. When Amitza Shehu Moshe Be'emet Betoch Amalacha Me'achazaka Ki Kol Anini Ha'olam Bein Leto Bein l'raya hine hu haim nesiyonot le'adam ha'oni mitzad echad v'ha'osher mitzad echad ke'anan she'amar shelomo ben ishtva Lekahashiti v'amrati me Hashem ufano rish v'kinavaiti v'kav hashalom mitzad echad v'hasurim Mitzad echad o ad shemnam siad hamilchama alim panim v'achor. Thus we see that man is truly placed in the midst of a raging battlefield. For all matters of this world, whether for the good or for the bad, are trials for a man. Poverty from one side versus wealth from the other. This is as Shlomo said, lest I be satiated and deny you, and say, who is God? Or lest I be poor and steal. Tranquility on one hand versus suffering on the other. Until the battle is waged against him from the front and from the rear. Now, this verse is a little confusing, but not really. There are two possibilities. You can be wealthy, and then you might deny Hashem because he didn't give you the wealth. You think you got it yourself. That's one of the effects of becoming wealthy. Your ego grows. The other choice is to be poor, but be connected to Hashem. Can't you have it both ways? Apparently not, according to the Ramchal. But the sages speak in terms of, yes, you can have it both. You can have it both ways. You just have to have the consciousness of not having it both ways, and then you will receive it both ways. The ninth paragraph. Ve'im yihye lavan ta'il ve'yanacha ha'malach ma'mikol ha'tzadadim u'yihye ha'adam ha'shalim asher yizka le'idavach bevor rav Vayeche min haparizarodor hazewikanes batrakpalin lior bior hachayim chayim. If you will be a man of valor, emerging from the battle victorious on all fronts, he will be the Adam HaShalem, the whole or perfect man, who will merit to cling to the Creator and will emerge from this corridor to enter into the palace to enlightened in the light of eternal life. Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, yes. I'll be right back with you all. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure, she'll be back. Bye.
Have a good afternoon. Oh, I want to talk to you about doing class. I'm back. I hope I didn't disconnect.
No, you didn't disconnect. We're still with you.
I apologize for the interruptions, but my attitude about interruptions, it's part of life, and we need to understand why that happens.
Yeah, but that's okay.
What we can learn from it.
As well. No problem.
Thank you. So this paragraph that I just finished, it's talking about what creates or how someone becomes Adam HaShalem, the complete or perfect Adam, the perfect man. And by being the perfect man, you merit the effect of being close to the Creator, clinging to the Creator. And therefore, you will be able to walk out of this world, the narrow world, and enter the palace, enter the dining room, and have the effect of eternal life and good in that place. And our sages talk about how some people will have holes in the garments that they create, because the garment that they wear in that place of Olam Haba is sewn or made or transformed from the light of the mitzvot that they were revealed in the corridor in this world. And if you don't complete all of the mitzvot, and if you don't do them properly, what happens is that you have holes in your garments, and you have embarrassments because other people don't have those holes. Of course, it's kind of hard to understand why you would have embarrassment as a spirit, because you've removed bread of shame in order for Olam Haba to arrive. but it's talking in terms of process. Remember, this is the second of the 7,000 years. So when we finish this second of the 7,000 years, we may not be complete for all seven of the 7,000 years. So we have a process. And yes, we'll be embarrassed in comparison to someone else who's completed the actions, done it properly. But ultimately, when we complete all seven of the 7,000 years, there should be no embarrassment. All of the garments will have been made complete. Paragraph 10. Lekafi ha-shaor asher kavesh et yitro v'tauvtiv v'nata rachyok min ha-marochikim oto mehato v'nashita dal l'davak bo ken yishkahu. According to the extent that he conquered his inclination and his lusts and distanced from the factors which distance him from the good and exerted himself to cling to Hashem, to that extent will he attain it and rejoice in it. Now, this is one of the most important paragraphs you'll ever read. You do a mitzvah. What mitzvah? What am I talking about? You hand somebody a glass of water, and you have the kavanah to share that water. And you want to make sure the person has it. And you have no attitude that you're better than him because you have the water and he didn't. And you're such a good person because you're sharing with it. You don't have that attitude. To the extent that it was difficult for you to share the water with the person, that's how much of the light that is revealed through that action that you're able to hold on to. If I'm using as a metaphor 100 degrees of good, and you share and you only have 50% of that, then the intensity of the light that is revealed will only be at 50%. The more difficult the thing, the greater the benefit, the greater the effect. But we don't think like that. It's not how we perceive the world. But we're being taught this is how Hashem perceives cause and effect, by how difficult it is to do in this world. So how do we prevail upon that? How do we truly understand that? Was it difficult for Abraham, knowing that he wasn't going to sacrifice Isaac? He knew he wasn't going to sacrifice Isaac. How do I know that? Because the Torah says, he told the two people he was with, stop here, Isaac and I will go forward, and I will return with him. So he knew in advance he wasn't going to sacrifice Isaac. But was it difficult for him to tie him on the altar? Was it difficult for him to raise the knife? Was it difficult for him to truly know that he wasn't going to kill him? The answer is yes, that was very difficult. And Abraham received the effect of that difficulty And we will see in the world that is coming the garment, the brightness of the garment that Abraham wears, to know exactly how difficult it was. And we will compare our garment to Abraham's garment. We will compare the lustiness, not lust, but the brightness of the garment, of the light of that is that garment. Because each one of us has that opportunity, the difficulty that you have to do a thing is going to be the effect of the lust, the light that you have. How bright is it? How strong is it? Verse 11. Ve'im ta'ami od be'anan taria ki ha'olam navara l'shemosh adam amanim heinahu omed b'shikol gadol ki im ha'adam namashich lachar ha'olam umatirahik meborao hinehu mitakala kehu makalakal ha'olam amo we'uim hu sholit ba'atmo v'nadavik v'vorao umashitamesh min ha'olam rak lechayot lo l'siyo al avodat boriyu hu mitala ha'olam atzmo mata'ola amo ki hine alo gadol hu levariot kolim behayotem meshimashi ha'adam hashalim amakodesh bekadoshato yitbaruch. If you look deeper into the matter, you will see that this world was created for man's use. That behold, man stands on a great balance. For if he is drawn after the world and distances from his creator, behold, he corrupts himself, and he corrupts the world with him. But if he rules over himself and clings to his creator and uses the world only as an aid to serve his creator, then he elevates himself and he elevates the world with him. For all creations are greatly elevated when they serve the Adam HaShalem, the perfect whole man, who is sanctified with the holiness of the blessed Hashem. You need to understand the hint that is in this verse. We think in terms of ownership. God forbid there was slavery, there was the concept of ownership of a human being. But we've moved past that in most parts of the world. But we think we own an animal. We have a dog or a cat or a bird or a pig. We think we own the land under a farm or under our house. We think we own these things. But the word owning in this context, in this discussion, when I elevate myself, I elevate these things that I own. I truly don't own them. But just as I cling to the Creator, they cling to me. Well, what clings to me? What clings to me is the tools that I use to elevate myself. What clings to me is the essence of physicality. But if that clinging is based on pulling me away from Hashem, that's a problem. That lowers these things spiritually. What's clinging to me is the desire to receive of that thing. Everything has a soul and a body. The land that I own is clinging to me. The land that I own has a desire to receive, a desire to serve the owner of the land. I have a desire to receive, to serve Hashem. No, bread I don't eat. I have enough in the refrigerator.
That's all I have.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm back. Another interruption. But what I was trying to get across to you is just as I serve Hashem, and I have a desire to be close to Hashem and to serve Hashem, and I was created that way because that's what a desire to receive is. All the things that I think I own, that we speak of that I own, has a desire to receive, to serve me. Because Hashem created that thing to be a tool for me to utilize to serve Him. Paragraph 12. Wehu ka'anan ma she'amru ha'kaminu zakarunim livracha banin ha'or shiganazo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'tzadikim v'zeh sheshonim K'ewan sharia Or sheginzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'tzadikim shemach Shena'amar Or tzaddikim yishmach. This is like what our sages of blessed memory said regarding the light which Hashem stored away for the righteous. When Hashem saw the light which He stored away for the righteous, He rejoiced. As it is written, the light of the righteous rejoices. Do you rejoice in those things that you utilize to serve Hashem? Because that's what this paragraph is telling us. Hashem did. The light that He put away, the light He created on the first day, is a tool to cleanse, a tool to bring you closer to Him. He rejoices in the light. He rejoices in that creation. Do you rejoice in the light of the tool that you have revealed? You say you own it. But owning means you have responsibility. Owning means you need to use the tool as it was meant to be used to help you get closer to Hashem. Why? Because that gives pleasure to the thing you're using. Just as Hashem provides pleasure to you for you using this tool that he created for your benefit. Do you see the circle of completion? I'm going to read one more paragraph for the reason that it's the number 13, and we all know what that means. Echad. Uvanin avne hamakom shelikach Yaakov shemerashoti amru. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak milvad shenataka batzu kolin lemakom echad. V'chayta kol echad, echad omerat aliyoniach, tadik raisho. And regarding the stones of the place which Yaakov took and placed under his head, the Midrash says, Rabbi Yitzhak says, this teaches us that they gathered together in one place, each one saying, let the righteous man lay his head upon me. In light of what I have said up till now, in light of the explanations, how do you understand this? The stones of the place became one stone, as we know from the story of Yaakov picking the stones and lying down in the Midrash, telling us that the land folded up under him so that what he slept on became his, and what became his became the Jewish children of Israel's. And they gathered together in one place and they unified. And every righteous person lay his head on the stone, the one stone. Every righteous person has ownership, whatever that means, of the stone represented by the place where Abraham found Isaac, the place where the temple was built. A very powerful paragraph as well. We have two more classes today, a deep Zohar at 4:30 and at 7 o'clock questions and answers. And I want to stress something. I have not yet posted it, but I have been studying Chevruta style with the Zohar for Parasha Bereshit. I've been doing it for about 5 months, approximately. You'll find those recordings available on the recordings link. They're titled Chevruta Chai, because my Chevruta partner is named Chai. But these recordings are extremely powerful. They really are eye-opening. And the one that I spoke of today, that I have not yet posted, but I will shortly, hopefully by tomorrow morning. That Chevruta recording is well worth listening to, and I'm highly recommending that you listen to it. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom Gadol to everyone. Did I disconnect?
Oh, no. It just took time to unconnect.
It takes time to unmute, I know.
Okay. It's from both of us, okay? Thank you.
Thanks.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.